Blog Talk Radio.
That's how we're going to treat this show. This is a morning show. This is hard hits. It's the morning. The beginning of the morning. It's a hard knock life, folks. We're going to treat it that way. Good evening, everybody. And welcome to the abbreviated edition of Hard Hits. The morning after. As the mourning and the grieving has begun. I am your host, Derek Felix. It is with great agony and with great sorrow that I do this show in complete darkness, in total darkness. And we do this show and we try to salvage and get back to life itself. Life itself may never be the same. There will be plenty of emotions shared. There will be tears shed. There will be lots of thoughts, lots of emotions moved as we are moved here in New York City, the city that doesn't ever sleep and probably won't for a while at least. So you better believe the sun will come out tomorrow because tomorrow could be a better day. It could be the beginning of something beautiful. It could be the beginning of something emotional. Something promising. Something that's better going on right now in the world. Whether it be sports or it be life itself in America. It's time for us to reflect. It's time for us to take a deep breath. It's time for our emotions to be moved to tears. It's time to get the Kleenex out. It is time, and it's been time, for hard hits to take the next step to finally be a different kind of show, to make a difference, to make a difference in everybody's life. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making a difference, a dramatic difference. So we at Hard Hits have tried so hard. We've tried. We've given ourselves the opportunity here on this show, do a rehab, to be in darkness, to live, and to try to get better. And this isn't a long show. It's an abbreviated segment because there's something wrong with the Block Talk Radio Network. But if you have a few minutes that you have and you want to mourn, you want to get cleaner and cleanse yourself the wrongs in this world today that we live in, you can call in. Call in. The phone number is 424-675-8226. And you can get emotional. You too can know what it's truly like. What it's truly like to feel agony, the pain of defeat. Because I believe that we must get through it. We must get through it together. Get through it. And we must get through it as one. And I know a lot of people share these emotions and feelings in the universe. And I am joined by my esteemed colleague, Mr. John Gianorio. I know that he would want to give his emotions and move himself to tears. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, D-Flex?
I'm just very emotional right now. It's a wreck. The day of reckoning has come.
Gotham's reckoning?
The reckoning. I'm living in darkness right now. It is a darkness that has been experienced. It's being experienced by all New Yorkers.
What are you talking about for your oof?
It's being experienced by you as well. The experience of the somber mood. And we must have our own rehab. Our rehab to life itself.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have a special dedication that I'd like to play for you. Okay? I hope that you'll be moved to tears. So here it is.
Okay.
Okay. Folks, a special. How does that make you feel, son? Are you moved?
Oh, I feel wonderful right now.
You know what? So do I. I feel much better about life. You know, You know who that taps was for?
Who?
Do you?
No, I don't. Who was it for?
Well, it was for, as we hit approach the overtime thanks to Block Talk, and it's to El Mood. It was for the World Series MVP, Dave Roberts, a man of the people, a traitor for all eternity. So, a taps was played for him and for all New York sports fans who are true sports fans that did not watch one iota of tonight. Taps
well,
was
hell.
Played. I didn't watch. 1 second. There were no ratings here at the Felix household. The first time I can remember skipping a final World Series game since I was probably 9. Because there is no God. There is no God. I've officially given up, and I might be giving up on other things too. As
I think
we,
it's time for you to give up, son.
Yeah. Might be time to throw in the towel in sports altogether. You know?
I think it is.
I do. So do I. It might be time to move on to bigger and better things. To cleanse the soul, JPG. Are we here for a cleansing? We're here to
We're
cleanse
here for
ourselves.
Cleansing. Yes.
We're here to cleanse ourselves to better mental, physical health, to less anger and aggravation, more adulation, more appreciation. Because life is about more.
Yes.
Life is about each day, about new opportunity. As Annie sang, tomorrow, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar on tomorrow, there'll be sun. Tomorrow. Do you think about tomorrow?
I'm thinking about tomorrow.
You are. You're on the West Coast, in the great state of Nevada, you're thinking about tomorrow. Will the sun be out?
The sun will be out in full effect.
So there will be no, there won't be any nuclear music or devil worshipping of any kind?
Oh, there will be a lot of that. I didn't know that's what you meant.
Well, I worry. I do worry.
I know
because
you do. You're a very worrisome individual.
I am Derek Felix. I am. But it's nice to know. Lasted a long time. And it's now officially dead. I've declared New York sports dead. For good. So. It's been fun.
For good. Permanently. Wow.
It's good. It's been fun being a New York sports fan. But.
Has it?
There are no good New York sports teams anymore. So.
There aren't?
There aren't.
Your baseball team didn't win 100 games?
I don't have a baseball team anymore.
Oh, SFG.
I don't know what that is. Never heard of
okay.
it.
Okay.
There is no basketball that's good in this town. It's just full of drown. And water overflow. And toxic waste that exists in Fresh Kills. The former garbage dump that still smells like a garbage dump. On Arthur Kill. In Staten Island, St. Anne's Isle, New York City. Do you know I have an air freshener now that I keep handy downstairs in the entertainment room? Because I must spray it. Just to get out the stench. I must spray it.
The stench?
The stench of the shit. Because that's what it smells like outside. Stench.
Oh, man.
The stench. Yes, because nothing in Satan's Isle is sacred. They can talk about all the parks that they have. They can talk about how much they've rebuilt things here, but they haven't done anything. There hasn't been any accomplishments, JPG. There just aren't. You know what I see when I think about it? When I smell that? I smell lots of dirty garbage, lots of toxic waste, lots of gases, lots of dirty needles that gave people AIDS and HIV. Shared needles. That's what I smell.
You're in good spirits tonight. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I showered and shaved. I needed to cleanse myself to mood right for the show. And I could only think of one way to do it. To shave every part of my body.
Every part, wow. How did that go for you?
It's actually pretty refreshing. It's nice to actually feel like a baby again. I smell baby's breath. I put some baby powder on, too.
Sounds
it was
like
pretty emotional.
It sounds emotional.
What kind of baby powder was it, though? That's the question.
I don't even know if I want to know.
Johnson & Johnson. The only baby powder that you can use. The day that Johnson & Johnson no longer has baby powder is the day that the world doesn't exist anymore. Johnson & Johnson has been around since the 19th century. Did you know that? Did you know? Baby powder, baby shampoo, everything that you need to live. You know what I'm going to pick up next? Would you like to know what I will pick up? Gerber food.
Gerber food.
I need Gerber.
Sounds good.
Hey, I used to like Gerber. I fed it to my brother. If it's good enough for JNF, then it's good enough for me. Gerber baby cereal. Well, baby steps. We're going to take baby steps, JPG. Baby steps. That's what this show is all about. Taking baby steps back. Getting our life back on track. When it fell off the choo-choo track. It did. Now, I sit here, a broken man who must turn it around. Who must not turn into this lunatic that I listened to last night. Do you know who the lunatic is?
Who?
This guy.
Tony, listen, I feel sorry for the guys, the Canadian players. You know why we're going to lose this series? Because of coaching. I want to know whoever's responsible for having Hamelick on at the end of the second period. I want them fired. By the end of the season, I want them fired. If it's Jacques Martin who had something to do with this, I want him fired. I don't want to see Hamelick in a Canadiens uniform no more. It's enough. You know what's ironic? They haven't scored one power play goal, yet they scored two shorthanded goals when Hamelick's been on. It's enough. Fire the coaching staff. I've had it. The players are getting their heart, but it's because of stupid coaching decisions that we're losing this series. And can someone please tell Belcherot to open his eyes when he passes the puck in his zone? Please. Enough is enough. I'm a frustrated and proud Canadian fan, and if upper management can't understand that they've got incompetent people coaching, then they're going to lose a lot of fans. Pierre Gauthier, I've got a message for you. I don't care if you're friends with Jacques Martin. You fire him. And if he doesn't fire him, then you get upper management, ownership, you fire Pierre Gauthier, and start getting some competent people behind the bench. I've had it with this.
I feel so much better. Sometimes you need something to laugh at and to listen to. You know, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of aggravation. There's a lot of aggravation in that French-Canadian call on the Montreal Canadiens. I'm very old. You know, sports doesn't always go our way. It's not always going to go the way we want. So I've created a show where you can grieve with me. You can grieve, and we could be in mourning together. We could light some candles. I'm going to be lighting some candles tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And that's going to be for all the victims, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for the awfulness that happened in a synagogue that cost 11 lives, 11 Jewish lives, because of hatred, because of racism. I'm Jewish. I'm proud to be a Jewish American. I'm proud of my heritage. I love being a Jew. You know, we may not be the most religious family, but when something like that happens, it hits home. I don't talk a lot about these kind of tragedies, but I have plenty of emotion. I have plenty of emotion thinking about how many lives have been impacted by hate, by the hatred, by the irrational hatred that still exists today in 2018 as we approach November. You could blame whoever you want. You know who the real blame goes to? It goes to the people that do it. The people who are prejudiced, the people who are racist, the people who are biased, who have disgusting opinions. It's not about blaming anybody. It's not about blaming any leaders. It's about placing the blame on the irresponsible speakers in other countries that always blame Jews for everything. Always blame us for everything, for the way the world is. You know, you never heard the former president, 44, ever talk about us, how much about us as people, about Israel. He just had hate in his veins for us. Well, I foolishly voted for him twice. You hear hatred for what 45 has done, moving into Jerusalem, when that was a good move, when that was to regain the ally that we lost. I can't put into words what it means. I'm just tired. I'm tired of these tragedies, because these happen. They don't just happen if you're one color, one race, one heritage, one religion. They happen. They happen every day. And it doesn't just happen to females. It happens to men, too. There are bad people. So when you talk about the mourning, when you talk about the show, what this show has meant to me, so it's not just about cleansing, because of the stupid Boston team that won, which they were the best team. I'm glad I didn't watch it. I'm glad I didn't see it. It's about so much more. We can do this. I could do this kind of show every night. And it doesn't have to be a long show. It could be a 30-minute show. I think that it's good. I think it's good to try to cleanse the soul. I think it's good for us to have our emotions moved, for us to say what we really mean. I've been wrong before by people who I thought were my friends. Because they've never done anything wrong in their life. And I think they're pathetic. But this is a different kind of show. So if this is the final half a minute, that's fine with me. Thanks to John for thanks for listening, if you have. And we'll probably get back to regular shows soon. So, I mean, but I needed to do a different kind of show tonight. I needed to do something that will have had a little more emotion to it, had a little more passion. Because I don't know any other way to do it. I have a lot of passion Anybody who knows me knows I have passion. I'm not going to talk about the World Series. I did my rant Saturday night, late Saturday night, and Sunday. And there's nothing else to say about it. I'm not going to acknowledge what happened. I'm also not going to acknowledge the crap that I'm putting up with right now from a very close personal friend that takes things way too seriously. Let's see how they feel over the next 2 months when they're silenced, because there's going to be a lot of silence on my end. That's disappointing, to be honest. You know, we all go through disappointments as people. There's just different things that you go through. I'm going through my own stuff right now. But anytime I do a show, I put that behind. I put that behind, and I put on my best face, and I do a show. And I do it for the right reason. And I'm glad. I'm really glad. You know, if people that I really like, you know, a few of my friends don't want to be part of this network anymore, okay. That's how you want it. That's how it'll be. I don't put guns to people's head. I've really enjoyed having the more company that we've had over the years that we've done this. It didn't have to be serious. It's just not who I am. That's not what we're about. So, I just want to say thank you to the one person I know who listened to my Annie, to the Annie thing for tomorrow that I play, because that I did that for a reason, because I have a sense of humor. I do. You know, it may have been a little, I may have sounded way too serious, but I had to do it. I had to do it, you know? I had to do it. I mean, if I'm not me, if I can't be me, then what can I be? I mean, I have to be me. I got to be me. So, anybody who listened to it knows I wasn't that serious on that. But look, if you can't have a good stick, if you can't have, you can't be serious sometimes and you know, have a stick and about this, or a sense of humor, and even if I didn't sound like I did. But there are times where you can be serious, where I'm dead serious about what I said about what happened in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm very serious about that. I'm very serious about that. Because I can cry. Anybody who follows me, I don't know where you follow me. If you follow me from my blog, from our hockey blog, or I got another blog that I haven't talked about that I've restarted. I'm going to give it out. It's off the blogger page. I have a lot of different ones off there. You know, this show is called Hard Hits. Hard Hits was something that I started a long time ago, and it had nothing to do with doing shows on this network. First time I came up with Hard Hits was probably around 2000 or 2001. And it was based on a hockey. It was based on our South River Fantasy League, our old South River Fantasy League, where we had all the different people, and I would do a hockey column. Long one. And this is when I used to type everything up and print them out. Save it to disk. That's how it was. That's before you could just, and then you could, or you could add the columns to the South River, the old CBS Sports Line page. That's where it came from. Hard Hits just always just seemed to me like a good name. Because when it comes down to it, I have a real strong opinion, healthy, strong opinion on everything. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what the issue or topic is. I mean, I've done mostly sports-related stuff. Had a lot of different debates over the years here. I can give you hard-hitting takes on how I feel towards the Democratic Party that I used to support. It wouldn't be pretty. I give you hard-hitting takes on music, on what I don't like and why I don't watch musical award shows anymore, on how I turned and I've opened my eyes and I see the hypocrisy with Hollywood and with a lot of the media. I see a lot of anger. I see a lot of hate. I don't think that hatred is healthy. I don't think it's healthy at all for an election that happened on November 8th, 2016. You might dislike the president, but if you're a journalist, you still have a responsibility to yell and scream and cry. That's not rational. But we all do it. We all do it. We're all guilty of yelling, screaming, and crying. Whether it's about that stuff or it's about a fight that we have with our best friend or someone that we cared about and their true color show after they left the job that we used to work together. Their true color show where they took something that I said the wrong way and I got upset because it wasn't supposed to. Sometimes things get taken out of context. You couldn't pick up the phone and talk to me, all right? Yeah, you know, I'm gonna speak about something. I will never deal with any woman who will not pick up the phone and talk to me or talk to me in person ever again. So if you think if I ever do get the right relationship, it's not gonna be through texting or through social media. It's gonna be through talking, socialization, or phone calls, because I don't believe in that crap. That's crap. That is crap. I lost a friendship out of that over texting. That's you know what? Females think they have the advantage. They can shut you out. I don't like where the world is. I think the more technology that we use, the worse it is. Yeah, I've learned a hard lesson. The technology is not so great. It really isn't. I mean, we have a lot available to us. But when it comes to relationships, I don't think technology works. I think technology is crap. I think it's just a way to be lazy for people to hide. I don't hide who I am. I've always been the same person. I'm always true to myself. Every time I look in the mirror, I know who I am. I know who I am and what I'm about. Because to quote Derry John Candy in my favorite movie that always moves me to tears, it makes me laugh and moves me to tears every Thanksgiving I watch it, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Dell, Griffith. I'm the real article. What you see is what you get. I like me. My brother likes me. And my mother likes me. My best friends like me. They love me. What you see is what you get. And that's it. I know who I am. I know a lot more about me. I'm much stronger than I thought. So even with the struggles that I'm going through right now, I know that I'm going to turn it around. When it comes down to it, I've got it in here. So if you listen to this part, you know what I'm saying when I say in here. You either have it or you don't. I have it. I've always had it. Because I'm unselfish. I've got character. Even if I get a lot of crap from people that care about me, I know what I'm capable of. I wish there was less hate. I wish there was less anger on different fronts. I see too much of it. It's everywhere. And we can show frustration when our teams lose. I did it before, the Rangers. I took some frustration out. I still haven't blogged about it. I still haven't posted Hasson's blog with the Devils win, and I should have, and I'm sorry. I'm just, because I was working on a special piece about the Sabres, believe it or not. Somebody has to do it. They're the best New York. They're the best New York. That's what I'm working on. I've done it. I've said a lot of things. I hate Pat Sherber. I think he's terrible, and he's just going to be fired after 1 year. Not a head coach. Not coaching material. I don't have to listen to him try to lie to the fans about 1-6. The hell. Not fair to the guys. Maybe you should have come up with better game plans. Maybe you should sit Eli Manning after the bye week and see what this other guy can do. I love Eli, but to death. But it's time. It's been time. I don't know what the Yankees, plan will be. But I have said I'm on board with signing Bryce Harper. Give him whatever he wants and sign him. That fills the need. And get a pitcher, whether it is trading for a Zach Greinke or a Bumgarner, or teaming up for Patrick Corbin or another real good starter. That's what they should do. Need a lazy, good-for-nothing hot dog who's a head case and an enigma for the next 9-10 years. I don't care what his talent is. They don't need that. I don't want to see that anywhere near the Yankee jersey. And he better not be in a Yankee jersey. That's all I can say. New York sports sucks right now. So when I said that New York sports is over with, I was kind of half serious. I was half kidding and half serious. We don't really have that much to get excited about these days. JPG tried to say, oh, well, your team won 100 games. Who gives a damn? They were built the wrong way. And then they got exposed in the playoffs. It's just how I see it. I don't, one thing about me, sugarcoat anything. Did I say to my friend Ivan that it was a good year? Yes, I did. But I knew when we entered the postseason, I knew the team was flawed, and unfortunately, it showed itself. And if you spend the most money in baseball like Boston did, then you should fucking win. You should win. So, that's it. There's nothing else to say. It's kind of ironic that it was their role players. It was the guys off the bench, role players that won for them. That wanted for them. And that was my whole point to JPG about that's the part that the Yankees lack. You have to have those role players. That's the part where that the Yankees, their management is dead wrong on. They don't do that. They never do it. $3,000 was an exception. But they used to have role players on all those freaking teams. Why do you think they won all those series? Why do you think they won? Was that a fluke? It wasn't a fluke. Anyway, I'm going to call it a show. And you can listen to, if you have already listened to the podcast, great. I know this show was a little all over the map, but I appreciate that you did listen to it, if you did. Listen to any of our shows on Hardheads Network here. And I'm going to do a hockey show tomorrow. It might just be by myself because I need it for now. But I want to debut a hockey show. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but I will debut a hockey show tomorrow night. And that will be 60 minutes, an hour live with no overtime.
because there's no reason to do overtime right now. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you for tuning in. I do seriously think I want to say it again. What is going on with our world and our country is very bad. I think everybody should, instead of celebrating everything that you have, I'm not saying you shouldn't. You want to go to Halloween parties? Go ahead. Live it up. You want to take pictures of your kids and you have them? Do it. But if you're Jewish and you're doing that, or if you're not taking a moment to think about what happened this weekend, there's something wrong with you. You need your head examined. That's all I have to say. Bottom of my heart to all those families. To anybody that's gone through that kind of process. That's all I have to say.